Invitation by Diane Cotton, narrated by Rebecca Engelter. Introduction. I am a run-of-the-mill Christian with no extraordinary spiritual gifting or experiences. You need to know this from the beginning. I have little doubt that I am the biggest sinner in any room and have many bullet points listed under the categories of needs improvement and areas of concern. My evangelistic efforts have been minimal. I've never been on a mission trip. My tithing can be inconsistent. I can be snarky, defensive, and full of pride with lame excuses for poor choices. I could easily keep going with these admissions just to convince you that nothing suggested in this book will require more than simple faith. It has taken no small amount of moxie and audaciousness to even attempt to write a book on prayer. During the many times when I have stopped to question whether or not I'm qualified, the answer comes back quickly and clearly from the Lord. You're not, but I am. The prompt for writing this book was my growing concern over hearing way too many believers, myself included, lament that they don't feel transformed by their faith in God. Upon honest reflection, there wasn't much evidence of changed hearts, not to mention extraordinary lives, that sets us apart from those with no faith. I can't imagine the heartbreak God must feel as He witnesses this reality for so many of us. Is theology, church culture, or just the usual worldly distractions to blame for our ho-humness towards Him? Regardless of the cause, there were sad tentacles of doubt that were starting to creep all over my faith. My awareness of this condition slowly but increasingly became like a fly on my nose, with no apparent way to ignore it. I don't think I would have ever flat out rejected God, but my frustration over my life's lack of evidence of Him was starting to wear me out. I knew I was missing something. I knew there was more. Thankfully, we have a jealous God who not only listens, but also responds. His nudges were the fly on my nose. Through this desperate call for deep heart change inside of me, He began to move. First in prayer times, and then in daily life, I began to understand how desirous He is of an actual, intimate relationship. First, it was this kernel of understanding that our pursuit of a relationship with God must drive the change. The desire to change doesn't drive the relationship. In other words, getting to know God became the goal itself, not my transformation or the means to other goals. The shift in what I was seeking led me to understand, and then experience, God's longing for intimacy with those He created and foreknew before time began. He thoughtfully created us and then slipped us into the perfect moment in history to be born so that we could walk fully in the identity and purposes He planned for us. We bring Him great joy when we endeavor to discover what those thoughts are and how to live a life that best demonstrates them. My hope is to convince you that there is no higher purpose in life than to seek intimacy with God, and that this is available to anyone. It is from this intimacy, this longing to know and love Him well, that a full, rich, and rewarding life is possible. Express this desire within earshot of the Lord, and you are in for the ride of your life. Knowing God and living a life hand in hand with Him are not just the cake and the frosting, but indeed the full 10-course meal of Christian life. By sharing with you my daily journey through what I call my secret place, I hope that you'll be inspired to develop your own path to begin or deepen your own search for more. Jeremiah.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?